This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. On Monday, friends, we were in Wisconsin doing an event. It went late. We drove all the way out there, came all the way back. It was worth our time once again, kicking out Luke 19:10 in action. And with that said, we thank Tim Brown for taking the show yesterday so we could get caught up a little bit around here. It's weird because you take one day off and it takes you a week to get caught up. Or I'm sorry, not a day off, but you take a day off doing an event and then it takes you, 3 to 5 days just to get caught up from that point on. With that said, friends, again, we got much to cover over the next hour. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. I just want you to know that. And it's important that I kick this out because this is one topic that you never hear anybody really talk about. Again, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. Pornography, the breakdown of America's virtue. Listen to what Samuel Adams said, a very wise man. Matter of fact, he was one of the Sons of Liberty. And with that said, his cousin John Adams was also a Son of Liberty, along with Paul Revere, John Hancock, and the list goes on. But Samuel Adams said that while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Okay? So we're going to be talking about that in just one moment. Before we get to that, I just want to highlight this because there's a lot of voter fraud being exposed today. This explains this blue wave, America, as you're being told today. With, again, that being said, it's also interesting to note that we had this blue wave just occur just a couple days ago in the United States. But has anybody taken the time to ask the question, how come this didn't happen before the new administration got into incumbency? You know, why didn't this happen before to put in Hillary Clinton? Because it wasn't timed right yet, friends. You need to understand the fix is in, and that's exactly what's going on in this country. As a matter of fact, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama judge rules to upend Georgia election. And what else is happening, friends, across the board? It's concerning voter fraud. We have a circuit judge, Brenda Snipes, in Florida, violated the law. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she didn't. Of course not. What happens when you begin to expose voter fraud, America, namely in Broward County? Well, a federal prosecutor from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami who happened to be investigating voter fraud has been found dead along a Hollywood, Florida beach, and it's being investigated as a homicide. Huh. This just happens to be Wasserman Schultz district. According to Hollywood's police spokeswoman, Miranda Grossman, although the investigation is still very preliminary, they said, 37-year-old Brianton J. Wisnant Jr. likely suffered a head wound from a gunshot or other direct trauma. His body was found by a passerby washed up on the Hollywood beach shore south of Magnolia Terrace. It isn't clear where the victim actually died. Well, that's crazy. Huh. What is happening for us? Oh, wait a second. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. We had another in Florida, as a matter of fact, die. Attorney Sean Lucas also found dead a month later. Sean Lucas helped serve the DNC with a lawsuit claiming Debbie Wasserman Schultz rigged the primary for Hillary Clinton. Wow, that's craziness, really? Oh, wait a second, I'm not done yet. Then we find that there was murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich tried to show DNC rigged primary. Shared 44,053 Democrat emails with WikiLeaks. He shows up dead. Whoa, what is happening in America? Let me ask you something. For all you that believe that there's conspiracy theories like mad out there. I mean, there are theories. And again, ask yourself the question, who told you that they were theories? Those that are covering for those that are guilty in the act of conspiring against you, America. The media is there to give cover, period. How many people need to die around voter fraud in Broward County? Oh, and by the way, if you don't mind if I just share a branch off that tree, also keep in mind, did you also know, friends, that it wasn't just, you know, those that were exposing voter fraud that were dying off over there in Broward County, but we also found back in April of 2018, an outspoken Broward deputy dies and it all goes quiet. Why? Now, keep in mind, Deputy Fitzsimmons, 42, described as an excellent state of mind and health, called in sick sometime April 1st and then died. His obituary read unexpectedly, apparently he was found on his sofa. Now, that's pretty much the extent of the death report. The reporter that wrote this, which happens to be Sunshine State News, said that he called the sheriff's office and asked him about the sheriff. He was promised a phone call back, and he never received it. Now, what's interesting about this is on one Facebook posting, Mr. Fitzsimmons included Douglas student spokesperson David Hogg, photoshopped to look like an SS officer complete with Nazi salute and swastika, about the caption, which said, "We will march until we disarm every American." He was questioning the narrative concerning the shooting there that allegedly took place at Parkland High School. Oh, wait a second, America. That's not all that's happening over in Broward County. We have a second Broward County sheriff deputy dead after exposing Parkland shooting. A 28-year-old veteran of the Broward Sheriff's Office, Deputy Peterson, is the second Broward County Sheriff's deputy to be found dead in sudden and unexpected circumstances in the month following the Parkland massacre. Deputy Jason Fitzsimmons, the ones that I just highlighted just a moment ago, was found dead on his sofa on April 1st. According to the obituary notice, Marshall Lawrence Peterson was a loving son, brother, brother-in-law, uncle, and friend who is a popular member of the sheriff's office, having served there since 1989. However, the obituary does not state why the 53-year-old man was apparently in good health. He was, and then found dead at his mother's house. Man, there's a lot of theories going on out there in Broward County in Florida, isn't there, friends? Maybe you should do yourself a favor, you uneducated fools in that county, and start standing up and dealing with the corruption that's taking place there, because now they're starting to knock off anybody and everybody that dare question the narrative that they want to sell you. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they, and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's new, this proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, just posted a brand new video just this last week. That is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Go to YouTube, punch in those keywords, and it will pull up hundreds of videos bringing about the resolve. If you're willing to bring it, there's the information that you need on those videos, every single one of them. With that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We follow the Christ here, period. John 14, 6, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, Acts 4, 12, 1 Timothy 2, 5, and the list goes on. You get the point. Also want to give a shout out to our friend Michael Roach over there at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. We appreciate your trust, my friend. I always want to let you know that we do appreciate it. With that said, friends, let's jump over to the topic. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. While the people are obedient to the Christ that they declare that they love, they cannot be subdued. The Bible says that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Conquerors. What is it that overcomes the world? It tells us in 1 John, even the faith. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. As we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, we know it to be true because we continuously overcome the obstacles that are in front of us. 1 John 4:4 tells us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued, but once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. This is all coming from none other than one of our forefathers, the Sons of Liberty, Samuel Adams. Americans, listen carefully. Because today you are being told that you must embrace diversity. This is the new theme in America. This is why you're being destroyed, because you're taking on the mindset of the lying CIA-controlled media. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Truly it is. Americans today are being told that they must embrace diversity, to accept that which God forbids, to accept that which God condemns, to bring about unity among the nations, we're told. We are also being told that we must think of the whole world rather than just the United States of America, which, by the way, defines out to be communism, friends. And by taking on their world agenda, that somehow this will unify us. And one of the major pushes behind this play, The Masters and the Players, is to push immorality through advocating sexual promiscuity, pornography. Hey, friends, what unifies us, go to Galatians 2:20, Ephesians 4:3, what unifies us as Americans is that we are rooted and built up in Him, not to be spoiled through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Colossians 2, 7, and 8. Write it down. Again, what unifies us as Americans is that we're rooted in Christ. We're built up in Him. And that we're not to be spoiled, here's the warning, through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Again, what unifies us is that we are one nation under God. This will expose the enemies when you adhere to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because we're not to adhere to the nations by subjecting ourselves to the spirit of disobedience. Read Ephesians 2:2. Ephesians 6:12, and adhering to that which God condemns, as I said earlier, to immorality, because it's the immorality that what the world wants you to adhere to is the very things that separate you from your God, your power source to conquer, to overcome. What strengthens us, friends, is that we adhere to the Word of God. That's our strength, not our weakness. But you have the CIA-controlled media lying to you 24/7, trying to get you to accept that which God condemns, that which separates you and your God. Isaiah 59, verse 2, read it when you get a moment. Pornography defined, often abbreviated, porn, is the portrayal of sexual subject matter for the exclusive purpose of sexual arousal. That's what pornography is. If you go to the Greek lexicon, number one, it tells us to prostitute one's body to the lust of another. This is the definition. Number two is to give oneself to unlawful sexual intercourse. Number three, to be given to idolatry, to worship idols, to permit oneself to be drawn into. It's interesting because when you go to the modern definition of pornography in the United States, it just kind of blurs the line. And that's exactly what happens when you are lukewarm. Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Things in Scripture, friends, are very black and white. There is no gray area. There is no in-betweenites in Scripture, period. You know, when I see the requirements and the mandates that God gives in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13, He tells us that we're to seek Him with the whole heart, not part of the heart. The whole heart. And if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. Also take that to the New Testament, Matthew 6:33. But going back to pornography in the United States, it has advanced by technological developments. It has gone from a hard-to-find back alley item beginning in 1968. And it's interesting because in 1968 is when the church in America was found derelict of their duty, no longer vetting movies for the populations in the United States to actually view. In other words, they were the ones that were responsible to vet all the information that went into the eye gate and the ear gate through Hollywood. They said they didn't want to do it anymore. Okay, well, guess who's going to pick up the ball, friends? Those that you don't want picking up the ball. Guess who's supposed to be vetting? Now what's happened since 1968, they're now teaching you exactly in direct contrast to what God forbids. They are literally teaching people in this country Satanism. The first scripture in the Satanic Bible is, do what thou wilt. It's the whole of the law. No, it's contrary to God's moral law, because when the Lord tells us not to do something, it's always for our good, not for our bad. And God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. Come on. But pornography in the United States has advanced, beginning in 1968 with the golden age of porn, and home video to being more available in the country, and later starting in the 1990s, readily accessible to nearly anyone with a computer or other device connected to the internet. Now, it's also interesting to note, friends, that this is how they defined it out to be. The beginning stages of pornography in the United States of America. It also stated under that definition, friends, that the U.S. has no current plans to block explicit content from minors, which is obviously their end aim. Read Matthew 18:6. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend these little ones. But guess what, friends? They are offending these little ones because that is their end aim. Just go into a kindercare or preschool in America today, friends, and go ahead and look at what they're reading. Because you said yes and you gave a green light and your thumbs up through your passivity and your tolerance to the sodomite communities. Guess what, friends? Now they're teaching little kids in public schools and preschools across the country that you can have two daddies and you can have two mommies. You go to health class in public schools today, friends, it's pornography, period. It's exactly what it is. And it's meant to be there to demoralize them so that they can be controlled by the up-and-coming government system in the United States of America. I also want you to take note, friends, speaking of pornography, that it is the Supreme Court's version of freedom of speech to go ahead and advocate, again, that which God clearly condemns. I'll get to that in just a moment. And remember what Charles de Montesquieu said in contrast. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. God's law does not permit pornography. Okay? It condemns pornography. But this is the new version of the Supreme Court's version, as I said, of freedom of speech. Folks, just think about this. Freedom of speech today now advocates crime. I want you to think about this. In parallel, Hollywood, along with media and corrupt representatives, in the United States, help promote sexual promiscuity. The children learn the lesson, read Proverbs 22, verse 6. They're then impregnated and taught by the same courts and media to eradicate the fruit of the womb under the guise of choice. Just think about that. Free speech to the Supreme Court is to go ahead and teach the young people how to commit crimes. And then when the crime is committed, guess what? There's a bureaucracy set up so they can make money off that as well. And as long as it makes money for these bureaucracies that have been created by corrupt representatives in the United States of America, well, they get the green light by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Hey, P.S., friends, you do have the power to remove the Supreme Court members. Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 1. Read it when you get a moment, because therein lies the answer and what you're looking for. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Kevin McCarthy was elected by Republicans to be the House Minority Leader in the next Congress. He defeated Congressman Jim Jordan 159-43. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side of the aisle, Congressman Nancy Pelosi seems to be confident that she will be the next Speaker of the House, although there are a few other Democrats who are said to be possibly challenging Pelosi. Search crews in Northern California have found more bodies, bringing the death toll from the so-called campfire to 48, and statewide 50 people have died in California due to wildfires. A new lawsuit blames a fire on a major utility in California, PG&E, for allegedly failing to inspect and properly maintain its power lines. Meanwhile, this resident of Paradise says he was lucky to survive.
It happened so quickly. You know, we had trained for this for years and years and years. We knew Paradise would burn. You know, is it going to burn? It's just a matter of time. You know, when will it burn and how bad will it burn?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us, well, folks, at the top of the gauge. That means you have us as the number one radio show across the country, broadcasting into over 103 outlets in the United States of America and broadcasting into 53 countries. We appreciate your listenership. If you'd like to call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If I can demoralize you, I can control you. Pornography, the breakdown of America's virtue, only if you adhere to it and if you subject yourself to it. We're being told on a global scale, friends, this is happening on a global scale from the six corporations that own and control the media that are feeding you and inundating you with this perversion. They're telling you, friends, the very things that Scripture warns us to stay away from are the very things that the corrupt in the world are promoting and fueling. Here, let me give you this. And I'm going to get to some statistics. They're mind-blowing. Truly, they are. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now listen carefully. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. 1 John 2:14-18. Now we all know what Antichrist is, friends. Really what it comes down to is crossless preaching. When I preach law to grace, friends, you need to understand I'm showing you the law that exposes your sin. And it drives you to the foot of Jesus Christ, where you, through godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, if I didn't bring the law and show you that you need to repent for your sin before God, Acts 20, verse 21, guess what? I wouldn't be doing my job. I wouldn't be a faithful witness that delivers souls, as the Bible says. But by being a faithful witness, the Holy Ghost comes in behind my words and he convicts people of their sin, righteousness, and judgment found in John 16, verse 8. Now, when I say thou shalt not commit adultery, guess what? The Bible tells us in Romans 7 that when the law comes, when the commandment comes, sin revives. So when I show you God's holy law, guess what rises up within you, friends? Your sin. And that should drive you to Jesus Christ into the foot of the cross saying, Jesus, I need to be saved from my sins. John 8, Mark 16, I'm sorry, Mark 10, verse 16. When I am driven to the cross of Jesus Christ, I ask him to wash me. John 3, 3, to renew me. Titus, verse 3, friends, to the renewing and to the regenerating of the Holy Ghost. As David prayed, friends, that creating me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. That is a work of the Holy Ghost. It's not something that I do by will. It's what he does by his power. And then he empowers me by his grace to overcome through the faith that's given unto me by God. Now, it's not confusing, but I can see where it is. You know, it's interesting. Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. That's how simple it is to understand it. But going back to this point that I want to make is Antichrist, friends, are those that set up a system where it's not you and God. It's not between you and God. A system of Antichrist is a lack of obedience to the Christ that you profess to love, and yet they'll teach you that you can still go to heaven regardless. Baloney. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. And I want to say this, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. He goes on, he says, let no man say that when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is finished, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is done, bringeth forth what? Death. Okay? So really what it comes down to is adherence to Christ. It tells us in 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And also keep in mind that Jesus was tempted in all points, yet without sin. You need to ask for more grace to keep his commandments better, especially to those Christians that are having an issue of what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, I want to jump ahead of myself just a little bit. Did you know that 68% of professed Christians in the United States alone view pornography every day? Isn't that crazy? I don't know how they came up with that statistics, but this was what my findings were today. Okay? And I want to just show you something really quick to kind of piggyback as to what I'm telling you right now. If you want to test the accuracy of Scripture and you'd like to know the truth of the matter, that is all you have to do is look to what happens when men fail to take heed to the Word of God. Psalm 18:21. Okay, think of David and Bathsheba. Did you know that David in 2 Samuel 11, did you know that he was supposed to be in war during that particular time when he took a look at Bathsheba bathing on top of the roof? If he would have been doing what he was supposed to be doing, he would have never fell with Bathsheba. What about Solomon in 1 Kings 11? Solomon and his lust for foreign women were his downfall. When you go to Samson and Delilah, by the way, Delilah, the very definition of her name means desire, okay? When you go to, so you have Samson and Delilah, and Samson at length lost the anointing, and he was blinded, and it was his last prayer that he could basically destroy the Philistines, and God he gave him back of his anointing to do just that, and it was the end of all of them. You can go to the sodomites, the homosexual communities that want to dare the justice of God. What's the response? 1 Peter 2:6. Folks, I don't mean to go outside of bounds, but it is scriptural that there is bestiality. That's found in Exodus 22, verse 19. There's also incest, which is forbidden in the Word of God, in Deuteronomy 27, verse 22. Okay? So there's the fruit of sowing and reaping, friends. You reap what you sow. If a man sows to the flesh, he'll also of the flesh reap corruption. And this is what we're talking about right now, because again, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. We're talking about pornography and the breakdown of America's virtue, your strength in Christ. Now, isn't it interesting that no matter where you go, rather being your health books in high schools or stories told to children in preschoolers, movie trailers or a movie, if it be a commercial, a radio ad, a billboard on the side of the road, or a billboard on a bus, or in a magazine on the rack, when going to the grocery store, checkout, or even going into a restroom, there it is, right in front of your eyes, right in front of your face. Sexual suggestive content everywhere. You can't make it up, friends. And by the way, it's not hard to find. It's hard to ignore, because every direction you look, there it is. Psalm 101, verse 3, Matthew 6, 22, Romans 12, 2, 2 Corinthians 10, 5, Hebrews 12, 2, and 1 John 5, 4. Now, when you go to your computer and go online, again, there it is. Ads popping up with suggestive content, content that you have to check off and rate so their ads do not return to the same page. Like, for example, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, my page has a G rating, and I still have to block the content continuously for its suggestive manner and its suggestive ads. I mean, folks, you can't ignore what's going on here, because, again, it's everywhere, and yet nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. And by the way, this is all designed to further wield power over a people by, again, first demoralizing them and in the end enslaving them. And because that is exactly what the end of sin does. It brings forth death, but it enslaves you in the process. Read John 8:34. Also going to big tech companies promoting that which is subversive to American government, such as Twitter, Google, and Facebook. I've got to say this, friends, that with Twitter, I have found it to be the absolute worst. I mean, scrolling through their live feeds and having pop-ups come out of nowhere from semi-porn to blatant pornography. You then go block the image only to find that Twitter then saves it. You then look to the source of the images or film only to delete pages that have sexually explicit content on them, while new ones at the same time are popping up as you adhere to only being led back to what you just similarly just deleted. Yes, that was one sentence. It's a big circle. As a matter of fact, friends, when you go to my Twitter account, it should be super clean at this point. Because what I had to do to get rid of it, for the most part, is I personally had to delete, listen carefully, I had to delete 37,000 friends so I wouldn't have to see their feeds any longer. That's how I brought about resolve concerning the filth that was coming up on the Twitter strings, the Twitter live feeds. You might even want to check out what sort of movie content that you may have in your homes, by the way, because many actors and actresses you will find have compromised themselves in selling their souls for the world that they desire to have through advocating sexual promiscuity. And here we go right back to Scripture once again, and here's the answer. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now listen carefully. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore shall worship me, all shall be thine. That's why they're selling their souls, friends. Because they think that for some reason or another, they're going to hang on to the world for eternity. You know, the Bible tells me clearly, friends, that it's certain that you came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that you're going to leave the world with nothing. These people just haven't thought it through. But what was Jesus' answer to these people? Jesus answered and said, listen carefully, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, for it is written, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, which is found in Luke 4, 5 through 8. I'm going to come back to show you how destructive is the choice of pornography, Deuteronomy 30:19, right after this break. They are alarming, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to give you some statistics here. I'm doing my best to tee it up for you and asking the question why this is not being addressed in this country. And you're going to understand why I'm asking that question once I get going here. I have found that across the boards when I do churches, I personally had overseers call me and laugh off the fact that they had pornography under their bed, and then they wonder why they have no power to conquer. The Bible tells us that he gave us all power over all the works of the enemy. And these people have totally succumbed because they've yielded themselves over to that which destroys them. And let me just get to it. How destructive is pornography? Every second, these are statistics found online. Every second, 28,258 users are watching pornography on the internet. $3,075.64 is being spent on pornography on the internet every second. Every second, 372 people are typing the word adult into their search engine. Oh, what a better way to control of people. Every day, 37 pornographic videos are created in the United States. Oh, my goodness. 2.5 billion emails containing porn are sent or received. 68 million search queries related to pornography. 25% of them of total searches are generated. Okay. 116,000 queries related to child pornography are received. That's incredible. You know, I want to remind everybody that when you look in Scripture, you can't find that. It goes to bestiality, it goes to incest, it goes to adultery, it goes to sodomy. But you'll never find in Scripture where it even talks about this. Why? Because it's interesting to note that when the children of Israel were given the law given unto them by God, okay, did you know that they amen the curses, not the blessings? And they would gather them together. And keynote here in a PS posted script all the way up until 1962. That's why the law and the prophets were continuously preached from the pulpits across America. Now you have the effeminate preaching against the law. And they live accordingly, don't they? They're called antinomianists, just for the record. How online pornography affects Americans. About 200,000 Americans are classified as porn addicts. 40 million American people regularly visit porn sites. 35% of all internet downloads are related to pornography. 34% of internet users have experienced unwanted exposure to pornographic content through ads, pop-up ads, misdirected links, or emails. And one-third of porn viewers are women. And women always try to jump out of that one. Isn't that interesting how that works? When you go to the family, because it's about breaking down the family as well, and marital pornography stats, the negative effects of pornography do not end after development. They can be just as harmful to families and marriages. Now, according to the National Coalition for the Protection of Children and Families, in 2010, 47% of families in the United States reported that pornography is a problem in their home. How come nobody's talking about this, friends? You know, Spurgeon was right. He said, if you're not preaching out against it, it's because you're guilty of it. Pornography use increases the marital infidelity rate by more than 300%. 40% of people identified as sex addicts lose their spouses, 58% suffer considerable financial losses, and about 33% lose their jobs. Man, this is the bait that they keep throwing in your waters, America. 68% of divorce cases involve one party meeting a new paramour over the internet, while 56% involve one party having obsessive interest in pornographic websites. Folks, pornography is the fuel to the fire concerning rape, sodomy, pedophilia, and sex trafficking, so on and so forth. And yet it's promoted around the clock, and somehow or another, pornography is being normalized, and the Supreme Court says it's protected under free speech? but they're trying to censor anything that exposes free speech, namely the law that they are responsible to enforce against these crimes. Denmark was the first to, as they call it, legalize propaganda in 1967, becoming the first country to do so. And the following year, the United States Supreme Court, here Americans go again thinking that the Supreme Court can act outside of their scope of authority, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and read Jeremiah 5:31. They aren't friends. They are not above the law. They are not the final arbiter. Again, they are to discover and apply law. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. But in Denmark, that was the first to legalize pornography on the globe, and the Supreme Court followed in suit shortly thereafter. And they held that the people could view whatever they wished in the privacy of their own homes. And, you know, just a side note here, what's even more diabolical about all of this, friends, is when pornography was becoming normalized with the help of the likes of Alfred Kinsey and friends. Today, the federal government's setting people up for crimes that they themselves have fueled through the use of pornography. Isn't that crazy? See how that works for, again, the bureaucracies that they create? It's called Operation Pacifier. Just think about that. The FBI is busy setting up people, throwing stuff on their websites, throwing stuff on their internet. And by the way, the question has gone through my mind several times as to why my site, namely my Twitter account, is being bombarded with this filth, semi-porn, and raw porn. And again, what I did to resolve it is I erased 37,000 friends because I didn't want their feeds anymore. And by the way, that's where they were coming from. But it's interesting how when you go online, and almost no matter where you go, you're just being inundated with these pop-ups with sexual innuendo. Craziness. They call that normal. They call that freedom of speech. But to speak out against it again, friends, they want to censor that. Right? Now, Scripture tells us in Proverbs 9:17 that stolen waters are sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Listen to what Matthew Henry rightly said. He said, "How diligent the tempter is to seduce unwary souls into sin, violate God's moral law. Carnal, sensual pleasure stupefies conscience and puts out the spark of conviction. This tempter has no solid reason to offer, and where she gets dominion in a soul, all knowledge of holy things is lost and forgotten." Is it true? Pornography, friends, is designed to break down unity between man and his maker, period. Isaiah 59, verse 2. To break down the family, period. Leaving it to be an open and easy prey to them that are wielding power in hopes of absolute control over your life. Read John 10:10. To give power to the nanny state and in the end to destroy the soul and your country. Read Romans 6:23. Now, again, Scripture clearly tells us, only if we adhere to it, in Leviticus 19:29, "Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness." What's happening? You know, it's interesting that statistics showed us that in the 90s, this is when things really blew open. You know, it's been said rightly that what starts at the top goes to the bottom. How many affairs did Bill Clinton, how many affairs was Bill Clinton busted in, friends, during the 90s? I remember watching a talk show back in the 90s, a heathen I was, and I remember they were asking the people what they thought of the president's infidelity, his unfaithfulness towards his witch, Hillary. And the people just laughed it off. And the fact of the matter is, how many years later, friends, look what we're dealing with now. See, that's why the Bible says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. To unite with Christ is to depart from sin. And remember, Jesus came to deliver his people from their sins, to manifest himself in destroying the works of the devil, not to patty cake with them. Read Revelations 12:11, 1 John 4:4, Galatians 5:1, Galatians 5:24 through 25, and Romans 8:37. And remember this in closing. Well, the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. It's when the people are virtuous, friends, that they cannot be subdued because they are not there to surrender their liberties to either the external or internal invader. We might want to look to ourselves where judgment begins in the house of God because it applies to us, because sooner or later, friends, the choices that we make are going to apply to all of us. But it first starts with us, first and foremost, and secondly with our country. Love you by what we do. Again, read Acts 2:38 when you get a moment. Also read 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you suck, they will hear you every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.